With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. The family of a man who Savannah police shot and killed in January wants the body camera footage of the incident released. Police say officers fired on 20-year-old Ricky Jerome Boyd when he confronted them with a gun. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation later said it was actually a BB air gun. But Boyd's family says he was unarmed. The family's lawyer says based on a photo taken shortly after his death, the air gun was more than 40 feet from Boyd's body. The GBI's investigation is ongoing. A Savannah police spokeswoman says the department won't be releasing the video and declined to comment further. Tybee Island Mayor Jason Bilterman talked hurricanes and Highway 80 in his State of the City address last night. WTOC reports the mayor said the island needs to take steps to minimize the damage from storm surge and flooding that comes with major storms. Bilterman encouraged homeowners in the lower-lying areas of the island to get federal grants to raise their homes. He also repeated his call for improvements to Highway 80, the two-lane road to the island that's often closed by flooding or traffic. The city is planning a paving project to raise the road, but other changes, like new bridges, will require state funding. And a rare sea turtle that swam ashore on Hilton Head is being treated for what's believed to be a boat injury. The Island Packet reports the 11-pound, foot-and-a-half-long young Kemp's Ridley turtle had a potentially fatal cut on its head, consistent with being grazed by a boat. Volunteers rushed to take it to the South Carolina Aquarium's Sea Turtle Hospital, where it's being treated. It'll be released back into the ocean once it's healed. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service calls the Kemp's Ridley the most seriously endangered sea turtle. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.